chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme, and systemic yeast, I'm finding an organism called mycoplasma is even more dangerous because it can morph into candida or morph into Lyme or into certain viruses and things, depending. It can go into your DNA and pull out part of the DNA, put it into its plasmid, and mutate and begin to become pleomorphic. And mycoplasma, whenever I'm checking for that, it's sort of like that xenomorphic virus that they're finding, the XMRV, in people with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, in at least 75% of the people, but closer to 95%. I'm beginning to wonder if that organism is not the mycoplasma. It's an organism without a cell wall, similar to a virus, except mycoplasma can sustain life by itself, and viruses cannot.